Let's talk a little about Latin history for morons. I understand from some of the publicity it was originally Latin history for dummies.
Yeah, at the beginning, and then the dummies company called my lawyer and told me to cease and desist using the dummies, and I was like, okay, fine. And I think morons is even more interesting and funnier anyway. I think it becomes more aggressive. It means more of a lesson.
So you started working on this a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
What prompted you to start it?
There was a few factors. One was my kids, you know, my son and my daughter, you know, wanting to make sure that I had precise information about our history and our culture, and I wasn't giving them misinformation because I gave my son misinformation. He was very upset about my knowledge of Native Americans.
What was the misinformation?
It was Colombian Indians, and I was talking about, I called them Chibchas, and Chibcha is the language and the people of the Muisca. So my son was very upset, and he was corrected by his teacher, and he came, he said, Dad, you're giving me wrong information. I look like a fool up there. And so I started studying a lot harder, and then I started doing all this research, and it was I went through a lot of different complex emotions when I started doing the research. First empowered, then I started getting angry. You know, the fact that Latin people have participated in every single war this country has ever had. We're the highest decorated minority in every single war, and we get no credit or love anywhere, anytime. And that was kind of upsetting.
You said that was one of the things. Another was the fact that a lot of kids drop out of